What you been doing? What you been doing all day?
Drinking water.
There's so much. So much. Oh my god.
There's so much. I'm trying to remember.
Kofi's back on. Well, we'll talk about that. You saw he's back. Okay.
But I'm like, girl, this entry, like what? Like, it's like, huh?
People missed him.
I'm gonna cut them out. That's what I'm gonna do.
He's like, Sheree. Yeah, you should dip out, dip back in like Sheree. Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I wanted to start off by saying thank you to all the new Patreon subscribers that we got for June that really helped pitch in for the Trans Women of Color Collective June/Pride Month donation that we made. For those of you that relate to the game, you can still subscribe to the Patreon at any time for $5. You get that bonus bonus weekly episodes and additional content every single week. The web address for that is patreon.com/thebelist, and there's three different variations of subscriptions that you can do. So check it out and let's start the show. I'm hanging today with a return guest, my old friend, former fashion editor, current tech bro, Jonathan Lawhorn.
Hello, everyone.
Chilling. He's wearing my t-shirt.
I'm wearing his shirt. It's everything.
I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you, bud.
Ooh, dude, I need to say that all the time.
Oof. We need to make it in a crop top.
I mean, we really do.
I like you can wear it anywhere.
I mean, I'll wear it to the grocery store.
Well, I thought we weren't cooking anymore. I'm not cooking anymore. Cooking is ghetto.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, right. See, I tried to do this the other day and I'm convinced because I like train my body that like cooking is for the birds and like the only people that are doing it are literal birds who are like,
yeah,
I gotta cook for my man.
Like Drea. Like, girl. Like Drea's doing right. Cooking. I'm not.
But then not, she's eating, and then it looks like she's eating out of a dumpster. So I'm like, I don't
bird
know,
food.
I'm cooking.
Yuck.
Like, what was that? There was, like, a picture. Like, isn't she on a diet right now?
She's eating, like, cottage cheese. She photographed her meal yesterday, and it was, like, a scoop of cottage cheese. It was basically, like, the tub of Julie commented on it, too. Julie, our friend in Australia, everyone. She was like, oh, that's literally just... I'm trying to do an Australian accent. I can't even do it. I don't even know what that is.
What is that? Girl, pick a country and stay there. Like,
yo. It sounds like Dorit. Yuck. That part. No, it was literally just like half a tub of cottage cheese, fucking three saltines. She literally photographed her eating three saltines cracker. And then like, what else was there?
And the caption was like, ooh,
y'all, oh, and a deviled egg.
I'm like, girl, that's not a diet. Like, you're eating like you're on government.
You're not eating.
Like, I need you to figure this out. It's like, I mean, we all are, but still, like, it's like.
I don't know about that.
I mean, you could do it better, girl. Like, come on.
I know. Hang out with people in prison, it'll jazz that up real quick. Meek Mills will get. Just give Meek Mills a packet of ramen, and he will give you.
Somehow. There'll be crab legs in there, and you'll be like, wait a minute. Like,
exactly. Quick question. What the fuck is going on?
I mean, you gotta ask me, like, I mean, what does that mean? Like, are we, like, are you asking about, like, the, like, well, just
I haven't talked to you in
today?
A week. In about a couple days. I mean, we've been texting, but we haven't talked. So, coronavirus...
came like she we thought she left because race wars ran her off.
Nobody thought she left.
I mean the states that are now stressed the fuck out thought she left.
Well, they never thought she was here, so that's why.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. They were like, she ain't here, y'all are lying, because I don't even know, I can't even keep up with the talking point that they're pushing right now. But yeah. I honestly have no idea what's going on. Like, I'm all I know is that like we're inside for a good at least another 6 months.
The way they just ignored it, it's almost like the people that didn't believe Meg Thee Stallion was here to really be here, and now it's like Meg Stallion season, Stallion season, and now everybody's, you know.
And Meg's thriving, like, Meg is thriving. Like, Meg is like, I'm here.
Meg Thee Stallion's career is in the same trajectory as coronavirus. They're both going up.
It's just gonna go up, up, up. Like, it's about to be so global, y'all really about to hurt. Like, this is not going anywhere. Oh, I'm about to be sick all year. Ooh, I can't wait.
But what is it, like, Florida, Arizona, Georgia, they're all like in a neck-to-neck race on who can be the best at being the worst. We should segregate away from them.
I feel like there's gonna have to be some sort of segregation. Like, something's gonna have to happen. Well, I mean, I didn't want to say that. I mean, because can we just go?
I'm just gonna segregate away from the white people in Florida. I don't know.
I mean, can it be all of them? Honestly, but I mean, yeah,
seriously,
I don't really want to go there yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got back at the end of the week. I know. So, it's a lot.
It was Pride on Sunday.
Did you do anything, though?
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Well, I feel like it didn't really, like,
but I did stuff the day before. I was hanging out. Like, I mean, you know, socially distanced with my mask on and stuff like that. And I went to the West Village.
When you were in that park, birthday party?
That was Friday. Saturday. Okay. Saturday I went to dinner with a friend, like just sat on a park bench, and then we ended up meeting up with some friends in West Village, socially distanced, of course, but just like hung out and walked around and stuff like that around where the, you know, where Monster is, like the whole park there, they had the spotlights and all that shit. So I don't know. This shit is whack.
It was, the whole thing's whack. Like, I'm just like, Pride gives me,
they didn't even clean the spotlights. It looked like a bat signal with, like, a muddy color. It was supposed to be a rainbow. The motherfuckers looked like three shades of beige. It was weird. Nobody had on masks. It was just really ghetto.
It's like, you can't ask me to, like, throw myself in the middle of a Pride parade during a pandemic when these bitches are already filthy and I don't want them anywhere near me. Yeah. So I'm just like, okay, this is going to be trash. And then, like, I feel like people were, like, I think, like, the white gays were like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah. I don't have time for it. I'm glad Pride Month is over. It's enough. There's my dog.
Need it to like come and go, but we also need, I think we, it also, I think we need to reconfigure what we can do moving forward. Actually, we don't, because Corona's not letting us, like, we're not doing anything, like, Pride's canceled.
Yeah. It's like, it's, you hear Stevie canceled in the background. Stevie, chill.
Stevie is sick of your shit.
She's over it. She wants her apartment,
like,
back.
She's like, I did not sign up for this shit.
Did I tell you, though, I was reading today. Stevie, come on. Come on, man. Ooh. So did I tell you that more than 75,000 people signed a petition the other day to replace Christopher Columbus's statue in Elizabeth, New Jersey, to replace it with Marsha P. Johnson?
Oh, I like that. I was I love that. I was like, look at people.
Yeah,
look at people. Look at them. Getting that colonizer out of here.
I mean, if you want to do the petition, that's cool. Or you could just rip it down like everyone else has been doing. I'm just like, what's stopping you?
I want that energy. Like, I'd rather them just take it down. Like, I'm over the statue stuff because now people are signing legislation. It was more fun when people were just, like, in the middle of the night throwing these motherfuckers in bodies of water. Like, that's cuter to me.
Yeah.
I want it to feel illegal. Like, that's more exciting.
Yeah. I like what happens during the daytime. Mm.
Broad daylight, they throwing ropes and lassoing it and just pulling it. Ooh, it's so cute. It just, like, really makes me feel alive because I have nothing really right now, because now that this, like, Rona's back and, like, bars and stuff here, like, have opened and restaurants. And,
are they the insides open?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You haven't been.
I went to a restaurant yesterday.
All right, let me log off. Let me get, because I don't want to get nothing through the
kitchen. No. So I went to a restaurant on Monday, and it was the first day they reopened, and it's my favorite restaurant here. And I was like, ooh, this could be so stupid.
Macaroni Grill?
bitch, I will literally jump through this shit and rock you. Like, there is, I don't even, back when I used to fuck with those things, Macarena Girl's the worst one out of all of that shit.
I like it.
What's a signature dish?
Macaroni? I don't know.
Bitch, I ain't eating macaroni.
Bacon bits in it?
And fucking peas and carrots. The fuck out of here with this shit. I went to this next restaurant that I'm obsessed with. It was fine. Like, there was no one there. Like, yeah. I was, like, actually thrilled. Like, I got there. Like, they're doing the QR scanners for the menu, so they're not handing anything out. Like, everything's, like, yeah. You're just, like, in there. I was on the patio, too, and there was literally one other table, and they were literally on the other side.
Who'd so you go with?
Like, okay. Oh, I just went with a friend.
Okay, okay. Oh.
I was just one person.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Stop.
So, listen, a lot of people have been texting me and they're like asking to hang out and stuff. I'm like, they don't, not realizing that you're like a phase four friend. Some of y'all are vaccine Ooh. Friends.
Some of y'all are like cure friends, like, which means y'all really like any cure. Of you bitches.
So like, I'm not wearing a mask for y'all. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I think a lot of people, I mean, I get the like fatigue of like not having stuff to do, but it's like, I'm literally like, this is so something that is not hard, because this is like, I'm imagining Corona is like my grandma, and I'm like, oh, I'm bored, I want to do something. And she's like, what? Like, it's like I've yeah. done this routine with a black grandma. Like, I can't. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, you got to just deal. Yo ass in the house all day.
Stop running in and out of this house. You're letting right. all my good AC out. Turn right. off these lights.
Right. Like, I feel like I'm 10 again, and like, I went outside too many times, and now I'm trapped in the house, and I can't even ask to go out if I wanted to. Exactly. So like, this, I'm just letting it be. Like, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would like to see a change of scenery. I don't know. I mean, I'm like starting to, I'm like buying too much shit that I'm not using.
Listen, check this out. I need you to explain me something.
What?
Right. You probably know. I don't know. Okay, so can you explain what is a Shane Dawson? What is a Shane Dawson? Like, I don't know. I keep seeing its name.
I mean, the easiest description I would say is a garbage pail kid, but like, I don't. Okay. I'm not a YouTube beauty girl. Like, I mean, I
but neither is he.
He was selling bitches slime colored mascara, and they were going up for it. And I was this is how I knew y'all were trash, because I saw the products. They look like, you remember when Burger King did that fucking slime ketchup and niggas were losing it? I was like, I don't want this. Like, they thought that was cute. Like, somebody sat in the room and was like, make all the condiments green.
It sounds like an Ecto Cooler? Like,
right! Oh my god, I fucking loved those. And then I was like, this shit is rotting my entire grill out, so I can't
do this. No, absolutely not.
Shane Dawson is a lowlife and a racist. And he's also
racist, right? And a pedophile?
And a pedophile. Like, he literally...
Triple threat.
Like, whew! I'm just wait. See, like, I want outside to open back up for people like this, so like they can get jumped as soon as they get
immediately
outside.
I want
like,
him rocked. I want him rocked. I want that on. Like, I'm tired of Karens getting rocked. You know, when the Karens, you know, we're following the same Instagram accounts, right? At this point, like,
right?
Karen's gone wild.
Right.
All these videos of the Karens talking about N-word this, N-word that, all up in people's faces arguing about not wearing masks and shit. I'm tired of them. That's getting a little bit like, it's losing its luster. I just want, like, I want racist YouTubers getting rocked.
I do too. I need these. It's like that video of the two gays, and that white man was like yelling at them, and then it was like a two-piece. He laid him out. I was like, this is what I'm with. Like, I don't. Like, why are y'all arguing with
me? It's the future of television. I want a show that's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Put them motherfuckers in a cage. Just let them go. Let's do it.
Yes! That is such a great... And you know what? That's going to happen. Like, somebody is
going to... Oh, absolutely. I'm already working on the treatment for it.
I mean, bitch, the floor is lava was got a green light. So clearly, like, that's going, and apparently people are going up for that show. Yeah, like, they're like, it's so good. I'm like, but you just suspend belief to a degree that, like, I can't.
I'm working on like, so many treatments right now, my head is spinning. Like,
you're like, all of them have a Race Wars backdrop, and it's going to be it. Like, everyone's going to love it.
I'm going to be the new Mona Scott Young.
Yes, we need a new Mona. Like
Corona
need,
Scott Young.
There you go. Let's replace her. But no, so Shane Dawson, we do not like him. Look, okay. The larger picture is we don't fuck with him.
I was Googling him and I was trying to figure out. I didn't realize he was affiliated with Jeffree Star.
With Jeffree Star, which is why he like that's who he also, made. Jeffree did the beauty line with him. Sean did it with Jeffree. That's why he like you know he's still kind of.
Why did someone say? Someone said Jeffree Star looked like he worked the front door security in hell.
Stop. Jeffree is like a complicated case for me because like I've seen his content where he's like blatantly racist trash.
Wait, so why is that complicated for you?
No, because I saw it in the very beginning. I mean, it's complicated.
You sound real funny right now.
Okay, you want to play this game, bitch? You from the South too? How the fuck we go not to, I mean, hello. It's like everybody I'm friends, everybody I grew up with is racist. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, just lock myself in a fucking closet? I mean, I can't. I mean, they got rocked, and then we were able to stay friends. So that's how it works. Okay. So me and Jeffree can be good. I just need to rock it one good time. And I'd be like, no, I'm kidding. So him and Shane, like, used to do, like, these weird videos together. And then that's when they wrote, like, Trisha Paytas got wrapped in. Like, because they're friends with her, too. And we love Trish.
Yeah.
But then she's also kind of trash.
But she's also trash, too. She's a Trump supporter.
She's also a literal dumpster. Like, she eats, like,
That's why I like her.
I love her. But she reminds me of that blob thing in the Ghostbusters that just eats all the time. Like, whatever that thing was.
Do you have, like, a favorite mukbang by her?
I like the mukbang where there's one that she does where she forgot that she ordered from all the places that showed up and I was living. Like, I was just like, the food kept coming and she's like, oh, and I'm like, girl, like,
she must have so much money or something to just be ordering. But that's like me.
Do you really need a lot of money to keep ordering a medium pizza from Papa John's? Like, I guess
in quarantine, I just feel like my idea of luxury is me ordering shit and forgetting that I ordered it and it shows up and I'm like, oh, I forgot I ordered shoes. Don't have anywhere to go. Like, I've been ordering shit like every day. Shit shows like, you know, I'm on my scented candles.
You got a new one? What does that smell like? I feel like that smells like garbage.
Okay.
Like, you guys, he just put up a Las Vegas scented candle. These aren't, so I'm not sure what that's going to be.
Homesick isn't like, relatively cheap, right? They're what, like $30? That's not expensive. But they have different cities, and I got Las Vegas.
And I don't know what made you get Las Vegas.
Well, no, because they have the descriptions. It's like kind of like, I'm trying to smell, it's like desert sand and like, it smells
so
really
it's
clean.
A lie. Oh, so a whole lie, because that does not remind me of Vegas at all. So, okay.
Well, it's like the desert, and it's kind of like a dry, like, and it's like
so jasmine, then it should be I think, Palm in there. Spring. Don't you have the Palm Springs one?
They don't have a Palm Springs one. It's probably homophobic. That's probably homophobic if they did. They don't even have it. They have a Long Island one, but they don't have a Fire Island one.
I would want the Fire Island one.
It probably
like
smell like poppers.
And gun oil. So I'm good.
Gun oil. From gun oil from like one of them, when they buy the huge thing like the ketchup at the barbecue where it's the squirt top.
Oh my god! Stop, the gallon, not the squirt, not that one, girl. That's the bathhouse.
If you
size.
Ever go home Woo. With someone and they have lube and a squirt thing, run,
y'all. Everything they've told you up to that point is a lie.
Yeah.
So like, just turn around. Everything. It's been a lie. They're trying to get you sick. Don't go.
Speaking of liars.
Who?
You know Rihanna's going to be really shocked when she drops this album and it's going to be crickets.
It's going to go triple cardboard because we don't fucking want it, sis.
Robin Fenty, if you're listening to this, don't even drop the album at this point because you're going to feel real disappointed. You can keep your fucking album. We're so mad.
We're sick of you.
there's no way you can make this right.
Girl, like this, like JT went to jail, got out, and they released the album before you.
Yeah,
like,
JT went to jail. JT went to jail. Young Miami held it down and got a platinum hit in the meantime. While JT was
right,
in jail, JT got out of jail, recorded a whole new album with them. Dropped. Actually, it got leaked.
But then they pushed it up. But the whole album.
So slapped. The City Girls are doing like hits.
The City Girls are doing it better than Rihanna, and I'm mad.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Rihanna can keep whatever fucking album she's working on.
Because what has she been doing this whole time? Like, what are you doing, sis?
This
like,
is why I don't hang out with potheads.
There you go. I can't do it. They're so fucking unreliable. All they do is eat and wear my fucking nerves. I can't.
And lie.
And fucking lie. So it sounds like a man. Woo, girl.
Oof. You know, Nia Long has a new Netflix series coming out? I saw the preview today for it.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, check it out. A Fatal Affair. It's basically like a Fatal Attraction. It's like a Fatal Attraction knockoff. It's like the reverse. Like she's being stalked by a guy.
I'm in.
Listen, it's
Nia Long being stalked by, I'm assuming, a mildly attractive black man. I'm impressed. Like
it's like a Netflix. Like they basically just like stole Tyler Perry's whole style. You know what I mean? But
I mean, I would prefer they do it. Like, at least it's going to give me better production. The wigs will be real. Like, I mean, it like all the things, like the makeup will be done. It won't be him trying to do
it.
I'm
just happy she's finally getting back.
I love her.
Yeah. She deserves better though.
She really does. Like, it really.
I was thinking, she's had the same career. Okay, so you saw the clip. Have you seen the clip that's been going around of Viola Davis?
Viola Davis. I've seen it.
Where she's been saying, basically, she's had the same career as Meryl Streep, Julianne Moore, Sigourney Weaver. All of the same stuff, but had none of the same opportunities, not the same paychecks, all of that stuff, which is...
Of course not.
Of course not.
Right.
Yeah. But I think that... I feel like... Nia Long has had the same career trajectory as Reese Witherspoon, but Reese Witherspoon has all of the right? Could you imagine if Nia Long was in Big Little Lies?
But it's like Nia, Regina Hall, and Sanaa should be Reese Witherspoon. Like, they should have already been there. Like,
Reese Witherspoon, there's no need for Reese Witherspoon. As a society, we've moved past the point where we need a Reese Witherspoon.
Reese is it for me. Like, I rock with her heavy. Like, Reese is like my favorite type of white southern woman, and she plays that woman in everything she's in. So like, I'm obsessed. Like, that is she was that woman in Big Little Lies, but she just wasn't southern. But I'm obsessed with her. Like, I rock with her.
Okay.
So let's pick another white woman that's sort of like Reese Witherspoon who can really be replaced. There's several. I'm trying to think of. Who, like, gets too many things? You know who I'm good with, and she can go? Margot Robbie can go. Like, I'm good on her. Like,
She's never proven herself to do anything. She's never been that girl.
Like, I think it's because everybody wants to have sex with her, so they're just like, let's put her in everything.
You know, for me, it's Anne Hathaway.
Stop, because even though she's a hateful demon, she actually is, like, a very good actress. I can't believe... Okay. I keep having moments where I'm like, oh, we're doing this and this is being recorded. And I'm just like literally just spraying all of these people. Like, oh my God.
Oh, wait, tell us about the real life experience. Then what happened?
Stop. I can't. I'm not spraying Annie on here. I can't do it.
Okay, Auntie Anne's going to get it anyways. Just know that other people have had the same experiences.
Just know that
you're not the only one.
Whew,
okay.
She's something else.
I just love Nia Long.
I love Nia Long.
She needs her flowers, but I feel like now she's going to probably get like a second wave.
I think she should too. Like, I think there's no reason that like we can't have like Nia Long in every movie that like Reese Witherspoon's in it. Like, I need her version.
She's going to get her second wave, just like we're going to get our second wave.
Whoa, we're about to get our second wave. It's going to hurt too. Hope y'all ready. Ooh, y'all about to take me out. I got shit to do. Like, I got to make it to the plane that's going to take me to Earth 2. And, like, y'all are fucking with my plans. Like,
Earth 1 is so...
It's done.
It's a wrap. Would not recommend it at all. No. It's... when people are going to be taking ships back and forth, like, going to Earth 1 for the first time, I'll be like, just turn around. It ain't... we drank everything. There's nothing left.
The Yelp reviews are going to be trash. Or one. Like
the last one at a party when the lights come on at the club.
And y'all over here thinking that this shit can be salvaged. How? Get me out of here. Where's the meteor girl?
Speaking of Nia Long, I was thinking of her and Jada Pinkett Smith. Can you hear this?
You really want to, you really trying to do this. Because you want to really just, okay. Look.
So, I haven't fully followed. Okay, so Jada Pinkett Smith, singer, R&B singer, August Alsina. I only know his one song. But he's really close with the Smith family. You love him, yeah. He came out and said that he had a relationship with Jada and that Will Smith greenlit it. And this was like a couple of years ago, which we've always kind of known that they were.
We know their relationship's open because, like, Will got a whole group of dudes signing NDAs that he can smash. So, like, we know the lineup. I'm trying to get in it, by the way, but still.
You're trying to get in the lineup for Will Smith?
Oh, I'm ready to sign whatever. Like, just give it to me. But, I'm fine. Like, I'm completely fine.
We're good. We're good. Jada, by the way, said that all of those were lies. Everything that August said.
Oh, she's now said he lied.
She said today, yeah. TMZ reported that she said that they were lies. God. But you know, I felt like she lies too.
Have you watched Red Table Talk? Yeah, that bitch lies. Like, I'm like, girl, like, I mean, I'm really, I
would
feel
you smash Jaden
because, like, wow, we're really doing this. And
he's
yes,
not underage.
Every night.
Okay, I would.
I mean, he's so hot. Like, how could you not?
Like, isn't he friends isn't he friends with Kanye too? And like all the.
You know, Jaden Smith is like, that's who Justin Bieber thinks he is. And I'm I need you to like really like wake up because you're not that. Because like you're trash. So Jaden's it. But
what?
The thing with August and Jada, she like, so he had like this whole like, he like was that first, I think that back when he like kind of went underground, he like revealed that he was like suffering from mental health issues. And it was like this whole thing. And Jada had him come on that janky ass show. And she was like, ooh, we go help you and da 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 da.
What is it? Bamboo, like, Red Table, whatever the fuck. What is that on? Like, what is it? What channel is that?
Wasn't it a Facebook show?
I love how I'm like reading her show on this, like on this little podcast. I'm like, what kind of show is this?
You was like, girl, what network her shit on? Like, it's like.
Hello. Looks around.
You're like, reads the room. You're like, I'm it though.
Let's get you out of here. Let's get you a real apartment. You got a wide refrigerator. What is this, honey?
She had, like, it was obvious that they had some sort of relationship. But what's weird to me is that, like, they're trying to, like, throw him under, like, that she's saying all that he's making this up. Because why would he? Like, the man, like, clearly he's, like, obsessed with her and, like, thought they had more than what they had.
Weren't they saying that, like, they paid for his, like, health care or something?
Yes.
He
had
So they stopped.
I think they paid for him to go get the treatment and, like, do all that.
Okay, so then they stopped, and then why would he have a reason to, well, maybe because they stopped paying.
Oh, so you're trying to play this game. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you trying to go on Red Table Talk? I'm just trying to figure out, like, what.
Ever want to be on that show.
Because it's like, but also.
With three generations of Pinkets? No.
Oh, hell no.
Her grandmother, her daughter.
The mama I rock with.
Yeah.
Like, I actually like her. And Willow's cool. It's just, like, Jada, I'm like, and I don't not like Jada. Like, I've always liked Jada. I think she's great. I just think people were like, Black Twitter was like, okay, so what's the next episode of Red Table Talk? Is it just going to be Jada talking to a mirror? Because it's like, sis, like, you got to, like, answer for some shit.
I feel like it needs to be on, like, E or something.
I swear it was a Facebook show. Like,
Facebook show. It's, like, not, it's not on an actual.
And I don't exist in that world. I deleted it. It's gone. It's like, I don't here.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
No. And they tried to make me wait 30 days before it was official. Y'all ain't getting me back. Delete this shit today. Like, I don't want this here. It's like, this is
Run
like
me
a
my
fucking
shit. I hate Mark Zuckerberg with a passion. But I woke up the other day and but he lost $7 billion overnight.
Oh, that's cute. Let's keep that going.
Since Friday, he's lost over $7 billion in advertising revenue because all of these, the brands are boycotting. Keep it going. Keep it going.
So let's keep run it up. Can we do more?
And you know what's coming up? I think what is it? July 7th is like the blackout. Like everybody that's black, don't spend any money. Blackout Day is a social media promoted event in which all people of color are encouraged to not spend any money for a full day in hopes of attaining attention and resolve to police brutality and racism towards black people. So, listen. It's so easy for me to not spend money in quarantine, so I'm already with it.
Ordering food, what you do?
I'm going to order my scented candles this week. So
you go get another Vegas since that was such a big hit?
Yeah, I haven't ordered Chicago yet.
Yeah. What? Really? Okay.
What would be the worst scented candle cities?
Orlando.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything in Florida, I don't
Decatur.
Want. Bacon Key.
Decatur. Like, it just smells like a Waffle House.
Oh, that I would want though. Like, actually, run me that candle because, like, for anybody who's not
Rally.
Familiar with a Waffle House, it is literally the best thing in the world, and the smell. Also, Waffle House employees are better at de-escalating violence than any cop you'll ever meet. So, like, you want some shit to pop off?
They do have it. That's true.
Not near a Waffle House because they will rock your shit and then make a waffle and run you your food. Like
that is absolutely the truth. Yes. And Houston, they don't even have a Houston one. They have a Dallas one.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to look up the Las Vegas one for you really quick. Ooh. 1 second.
I feel like it stinks.
I wrote homesick flavors. Flavors. I'm so ghetto.
Wow. Ghetto. It's like a
ghetto. They said there's a Dunkin' They said there's a Dunkin' Donuts candle collection.
No, there is, but I'm not a Dunkin's girl, so like I don't care.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't. Yeah, I'm a Krispy Kreme girl, so like I don't do that.
I don't even really drink coffee. You know, I'm sensitive to that.
I don't drink coffee either.
I know you don't. We'd be too fucking hype.
Oh, girl, we already be hype. We do enough shit.
All right, let's see here. Hold on. The states, okay. The cities. Okay, so I got Las Vegas.
Okay.
Desert sand and midnight air, herbs and spices from the finest restaurants and hints of cold hard cash awaken big dreams in the city of lights. Stop reading me. Okay. So the top note is fir needle, peppermint and basil. There's a mid note of marine, cinnamon, and clove. And then the base note is oak moss, tonka bean, and amber and musk.
This, yuck. That candle is so confused. Ew, this is disgusting. Of course you bought this shit. I can't.
Can I return it?
You better. This smell, that sounds like a candle an OC housewife would have in her house. Like there is no
Kelly, way. Oh, Kelly 100% has like a cotton.
It's burning the fuck out of the Vegas. She's like, put them everywhere. If that shit stinks, I don't even need to smell it. Like, yuck.
Can you hear me making my little drink?
I can hear you put, what's that? What, you just, did you pre-batch it? Oh, no, that's the line.
Pre-batch?
I was like, you pre-batched cocktails over there? Okay.
I'm not a hick, like fucking moonshine.
I mean, I need some right now. God, I want a shot.
You know, I went to, do a shot.
I don't have anything, actually, now that I just realized. Good, that's better. That's good. I need to chill. Where'd you go?
You need to use the Saucy app.
Oh, I love Saucy. I have. Yeah. I could just do that right now. No, I'm good.
You know, I went to Central Park on Friday.
That's my first time. When you were at that birthday party where nobody was wearing masks.
We were wearing masks. We took them down when we were 6 feet away.
Oh, okay. It's okay. I mean, I get it.
I had a mask on. They had masks on. And when we were 6 feet apart, people didn't have... And that's okay if you're outdoors.
I saw way too many people. I was just...
Oh, by the way, the person whose birthday it is a doctor, and everybody else that was there is a fellow doctor who's a resident. And, you know...
Okay.
So
you're even more susceptible.
And they were working in the COVID, so they know exactly...
Oh, so they brought COVID to that party. Okay.
You know what, Jay? Let's move on. The Deuce. The Deuce. Have you seen The Deuce?
Hell no. Like, that you can keep that
Okay, so you know I got an HBO login because I've been doing a lot of like stuff with H. You know, I'm an HBO.
What do you mean you got an HBO login?
Yeah, like, they give me like a little login so I can see all
the. You boosted it or like HBO?
I didn't boost it. I have, yeah.
Okay.
Because I never really like, you know, really spent time on there before. So I tried to like watch The Deuce because I never. Have you seen it? Have you seen it before?
I tried to watch it and I was like, this ain't it. Like I was like,
the first out. I know is really ain't it.
It's not. I don't know what they thought they were doing. I'm confused.
It's okay. So just to give you background, everybody, it's like it tells the story of the golden age of porn, and it takes place in New York City in the late 70s, or it's the early 70s in Times Square, which is basically like New York now. Like that's New York is pretty much getting back to that place because there's like fireworks all day long. There's mugging. Discord everywhere, there's mad racism. It's like,
oh my god,
New York right now is kind of like the 70s again, except without the good music, the fun sex, and the fun disco.
There you go.
And the fashion,
the fashion is definitely not there.
It's just like it's like the 70s again, except worse and without all the good things,
without all the good stuff. So you tried to watch The Deuce. You were
I
bored.
Tried to watch The Deuce. I hate Maggie Gyllenhaal. I don't like James Franco. I was
waiting for you to say you hated Maggie. I knew it was coming.
But you know, I mean, I was, because I waited until the end of Insecure this past season to sit down and really, oh, I love you. Are you cooking now? Are you actually?
No, like, I'm just warming something up. Keep going.
Are those like paisley pajama pants?
They are.
You are dressed like a fucking auntie.
I bitch, because I am an auntie. I'm the bougie one that just come and get you money and leave.
Speaking of, okay, so I was saying I watched Insecure.
Okay.
And you know, I love
as well.
Because I just like sat down and really like, what is it? Binged the entire like past season.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But I really love, but you were like, you didn't like Molly at all. And I actually love Molly.
Okay, that's gross. So we can move on. Like there is no way. Like Molly is a bird. Like I can't.
She's not a bird. Like, and she did some hateration things. She did some hater things.
Molly is the definition of a hater. Yes, she is.
People can act dumb, but that doesn't mean they're dumb.
Molly isn't dumb. That's why I know she's a hater. My girl, you run off every man in that show up. You didn't deserve Asian Bay.
You know what they need? They need a couple more girls on it, I think.
I do. I agree.
You can't just, because they barely use Kelly.
Kelly's it for me. Like, I live.
Kelly needs a spinoff.
Kelly needs her own shit. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really like Issa either. So it's not like I like one or the other. I think they're both whack. That's why I want Kelly up front.
You like Issa in real life.
Oh, Issa's great. Like, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Stunning. Lovely. Me and smart.
Jordan were, everybody, me and Jonathan's mutual friend Jordan, because me and her were talking about the parallels between Insecure and y'all gonna drag me over this and Girls. There's a lot of parallels.
Okay, but the first thing
Insecure
that
is the better show.
The superior,
obviously,
show.
And it's also got the better tone, girls, the better music,
girls
the better everything.
Also, isn't realistic. Like how you live in Brooklyn and only white people are there. Like I'm like, I don't. Yeah. This makes no sense. I mean, there's so many things wrong with Girls. The entire time this shit was on, I was just like, I can't. Like, and it's, no thanks.
And it's no also on likeable. HBO, so I went back and tried to watch some of the old episodes just to get an idea of what I, because I stopped watching after like season two, and then I went back and I was watching and I was midway through and I was like, oh, this is fucking garbage. Like, I can't believe I sat through this, like.
Garbage.
It doesn't make you feel good about yourself.
Sure don't.
What is Lena Dunham doing now?
Hopefully staying put and not gonna give us nothing else because we don't want to see her whack ass.
Getting on somebody else's nerves.
Right, wearing the fuck out of somebody else. I can't stand her. Like, ugh. So awful.
I'm watching everything on HBO, though. Have you ever heard of this show? There's like a television movie called The Band Played On.
No,
everyone knows of it. It's like, it's not great, but it's like, it's about the discovery of the AIDS epidemic and like how.
Oh, yeah.
But it's about like the political infighting of the scientific community and how they like kind of how that hampered it becoming a thing before, like Reagan wouldn't say AIDS, you know what I mean? So like a lot of people had to die, and it just, I don't know. It's completely timely with what's going on with like COVID right now and how Donald Trump refuses to acknowledge that it's like real and doesn't wear a mask.
Right.
So basically like all Americans are gays now. It's like the 80s all over again, and y'all are all gays now.
Right. Y'all about to be dope. And now they got the vaccine.
Welcome to the party.
Welcome. Now y'all get to see what the fuck we've been dealing with.
Yep.
Ooh. I can't. I'm just like, Rona is not doing enough. Because it's like, y'all want to keep protesting and don't wear masks. Okay, can she hurry up and just like put y'all on the ground? Like, and we can move forward. Like, I'm over it. Like, I'm just like, like, girl, like, why are we, what, like, the fact that I have to argue with these people and you don't have them on their deathbeds is why.
That's when I watch these Karen videos and the Karens are getting up in people's faces and they're like coughing on them. I'm like, how do you record someone with your phone and then let them get close enough to you to cough on you? Because that could never be me. Ever.
There's no ever. Version of me that's built for that. Like, there, you ain't ever getting that close to me.
Not here a on phone's Earth. One, not on
coming
Earth. Two.
Out. Like somebody else's phone's coming out.
Yeah.
there is no time of day, universe. Like, my initial instinct anytime something like that happens is to rock somebody's shit. So like, I don't even know how you could sit in a whole store where the stranger that's a bigot yells at you and you're a whole black person. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, I'm
sitting in Schlotsky's deli and having bitches scream in your fucking face. Get it? Happen. It's not happening.
It's not Schlotsky's.
Yes, Schlotsky's.
Oh my god, that is me. Shit. Oh my god, that's my shit.
Jason's deli.
Oh. Oh my god, I fucking land for Jason's deli and Schlotsky's.
Oh, I hope they make it past COVID.
I really do too.
They're probably open. They're probably fully open.
They better be all right. Yeah. Right.
Anything in the South is surviving.
Well, because they were like, this ain't happening here. So we just go.
Everything
keep our
in
shit
the,
open.
The Northeast is going to not survive Corona. And everything, all we're going to have left at the end is Chick-fil-A's and Walmart's. That's it.
But I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, Southerners, I mean, we made the other shit. Like, I mean, I literally ate dirt for like 5 years. It's like you can't easily kill us. So it's just like we're not going anywhere. It's like
I beg to differ. We'll see the numbers.
I mean, well, the ones I don't want can go. They can go. Like the back.
Yeah.
Like actually that's good. Let's get rid of all the racists. Like hopefully, because Rona ain't discriminating and I'm thrilled for it. But
What's the scammiest states? Because I was asking Shar about this. Everyone, our mutual friend Shar. Yeah, scammiest. Who is the scammiest? She said New York and
Miami.
I would say Miami. Miami-Dade County.
Yeah, Miami is the scammiest city. Oh, Miami County is the home of boosters. Like, I just
don't know. I mean,
and then Atlanta, honestly.
The whole
like,
state
I have
of
to
Kentucky.
Just throw my city in.
Because they steal whole elections.
Yeah, like, I'm going to say, like, I'm going to give you a Kentucky, a Mississippi, a Alabama. Like, those people are
Georgia.
Scamming. Yeah. I mean, the type of scamming, it's like those people are just scamming government assistance in a way nobody can even get to those levels. Like, the levels, like, those people could run whole companies. Like, I don't want to blow anybody's spot up, but I'm related to somebody who's really good at this. And, like, she's my favorite person.
Yeah.
And I've literally, when I just talk to her about it, the thought that goes into how you like scam to those layers, I don't know how to do that. Like, I'm just like, it's like,
but then are you sure y'all are related?
Right. I'm like, this has to be in here. So like, let unlock it. Like, where is it? Cause I'm like, where is, I'm like, how have you never worked?
Someone's not doing the math right.
Oh my god, I can't.
Something in the milk ain't clean.
I can't.
Someone's not doing their math right.
Somebody doing their math right. Oh my God, I live for her. I can't. I just started following her on IG. She's hysterical.
What's her name, by the way? Me and Jay were talking about this woman who says that. What's her name?
It's don't call me a white girl on IG.
That's her actual, okay.
That's her actual handle. Don't call me a white girl.
I'm writing that down.
She's hysterical. I woke up and watched the one where she talked about people's babies being ugly and cried. Like, I'm just like, I can't. Like, I'm like in tears.
What did she say? She was like, she's like, y'all need to, because she's like, my baby, I'm not going to lie, dead ass. He's really ugly.
I would take 10 pictures.
I had to take 10 pictures, maybe two of them.
Maybe get two.
Two. She's like, some of y'all are just taking one photo of your baby and posting it. Please don't do that. You need to try, get different angles.
She's like, put a filter on your baby.
Put a filter on him. Facetune
it. Put the dog filter.
That baby's fucking ugly. She's like, you got the baby in the group chat doing numbers.
She's like, but she kept calling the baby that nigga. And I was like, I'm done. Like, I literally don't have the energy for this because I'm in shambles.
She's like, he's in the group chat doing numbers. He's ugly.
Ugly. He's ugly.
She's like, check this out. He's ugly. It is what it is.
Oh my God, I love her so much.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
Just today. Did you see today? Because you're behind. You're like 3 hours behind. But Real Housewives of Potomac is going to return on August 2nd. But they came out with the taglines.
Wait, stop.
The taglines. You didn't know? See this?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, I'll read them to you. Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so hyped. Wait, but who do you like the most?
Obviously Karen.
But, like, is it actually good? Stop.
Karen's is good, but okay, so actually...
Does Monique serve?
Honestly, all of them serve. Like, everyone except for Giselle.
And Ashley?
Ashley's is good compared to what...
Ooh!
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm here. Okay. I'm here.
But I think the best one might have to be... Well, I want to say Robin's just because it's a joke. Like, she's a joke.
Okay. I was, like,
you know what
confused.
I mean? Okay, so here's the... Okay, so Giselle's is, I'm still the baddest thing talking and the most anointed thing... Wait.
Wait, is it churchy? I'm out.
Yes,
it's like, churchy. I can't. I'm
the baddest. I'm still the baddest thing talking and the most anointed one talking. Wait, what?
Ew. The most anointed one talking.
I'm like looking at it like I wrote it wrong, but no, that's exactly what it was.
Giselle,
she's dating that churchy, because she's dating her ex-husband. He's still cheating on you.
Like, he has with Phaedra. With six first ladies. Like, girl, get out of here. Like, I don't want to hear it.
And you know I really want to tell the truth, but I don't want to catch a case, because you know how he just throws out lawsuits left and right.
Okay, so you need to chill. So next up, Giselle, we don't rock with. That's the bad
Karen's.
Tagline.
Karen's here we go. Honey, the Grand Dame doesn't repeat history. She makes it.
Okay, fine.
That's cute for Karen.
I mean, she still doesn't live in Potomac, but okay.
On the outskirts. Oh, no, she moved back. That's all.
Oh, did
thing.
She get it? She was able to get it. Oh, okay, so Karen can say that.
I don't think Karen's credit is as bad as we... I think it's Ray's.
Ray.
She's getting shit in her name now.
Ray was fucking her shit up. So now Karen can really
And this drive. Is what I love about an older housewife is that, like, later in life, the roles kind of shift as their husbands start to exit their careers and stuff like that. These women start to get more money and stuff, and then now they start to put everything in their name. She probably tops Ray.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what that looks like to me. Robin definitely tops Juan, so, like, we know that.
Speaking of, here's Robin's.
Oh.
I live in a house full of ballers, but I never get played.
Oh my God. The producers were like, ooh, yeah, that one. Oh God, they hate
they
her.
Set her up.
No,
they set
they
her up.
They set her up just like they fucking gave her kids a script and they sprayed her on camera. Like, girl, like,
on camera,
let
like,
them.
Wow.
Your daddy don't play golf. Like, it's a girl. Your
her
kids
hate
met,
her.
Hate her. They've met the dude and the woman he's fucking, and you yeah, they, don't even know.
Who's going to be the one to tell her?
It don't matter because she never get played. Oh my God, girl. Wow. She really said that with her whole chest.
Okay, Monique's is... if you tried a little harder, you wouldn't have to try me.
Oh, okay. See, that's cute to me.
Because you know she rocks Candace.
Because she rocks Candace's shit. I live.
She rocks Candace's whole world. This might actually be the most aggressive like fist fight I've ever seen, or that we haven't seen yet, but I'm told that it's like very real. She leaves Candace's wig really looking like a rat's nest.
I love it.
I saw like a picture or something like that of after the fight, Candace's wig looks like a rat king. Do you know what a rat king is? Google a rat king. You know
Google
a rat king?
Rat king.
Do you know rat king?
Google rat king. Let me do it.
Go ahead. I'll wait.
I'll wait while you Google Candace's wig. Okay.
What does it say?
The Rat King is a collection of rats whose tails are intertwined and bound together by one of several possible mechanisms, such as an entangling material like hair or sticky substances like sap or gum or getting tied together. What?
It happened a lot in World War I. They would get stuck in the trenches and mud would get them tangled up together. So all these rats would get stuck together and make one giant rat.
That's what Candace's wig looked like. I'm going to call people that. Okay.
Yeah, when they all hang out together.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so
that's what I'm going to start calling the people that hang out in social groups and social settings without masks on and within 6 feet of each other, rat kings.
Oh, I like this.
You heard it here first.
Heard it Anyways, here first, people.
Speaking of rats, Ashley.
Oh.
Hers is... Now that I have my baby, that's the only crap I take.
Okay. I mean, that's cute.
It's cute. It's cute.
It's real. Like, that could be a white woman.
But she's still taking crap because her husband's still on. You know what?
What am I going to say? Just do it. But you got more pictures of Michael's dick? I mean, what?
I don't have any pictures of Michael's dick, but, you know, the internet, I wish them nothing but the best. I can't believe she's still on this show.
I can't either. I'm like, girl, what are you doing?
She doesn't care about her, like, marriage or her kid. Like, her,
none of it. Not any of it.
Candace is really boring. Candace is
okay. Well, I don't like her, so great.
Reading is fundamental, honey. I own the library.
Oh God, girl, you don't own shit.
She hangs out with like one gay from the DMV area, and he's like, "Yeah, this would be good." Like, isn't that like what?
It's like so weird. That's like a drag queen's tagline, girl.
Like a RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, it's like you don't even own your house. So how are we supposed to believe this? Like, get out of here. Like, girl, bye.
You know our girl Wendy is on it.
Yes.
The dark-skinned professor from Johns Hopkins University. She says...
Wendy is it.
Yeah, she's it. I didn't write this one down because she's new. She said the professor's here and class is officially in session.
Okay, that's cute. That's a cute entry. That's a cute way to come in.
Yeah. It could do better, but there's going to be plenty more. And we know she'll have more seasons. Yeah. She's going to be a top-tier housewife. We already know it.
Oh, for sure.
I'm ready. I cannot wait for the season. Like, it's the only thing I'm looking forward to. It's the only thing we'll have to watch in August because I'm still going to be inside.
Right. We're going to be, hello, we're trapped. Like, this is not, like, until this man is not in office, like, we can't even start thinking about going outside. So we have a while to go.
Yeah. We got the new Meg Thee Stallion song.
Which I live.
Which I've already played the fuck out of. So
played the fuck I need out. More. So I'm like, where's the next app? Where's the next song? Like, but then did you see her BET performance? Oh my God, it's fire.
Oh yeah, it ate. She ate.
Like, no one can
see if everybody has not seen this, you need to go on YouTube, look up Meg Thee Stallion, her BET performance. She performed Savage, the remix with Beyonce, but Beyonce wasn't obviously there.
Right. But she just tweaked the original and it's now the Beyonce one now.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It was so good. Mad Max all over. It was just so good.
Meg Thee Stallion has been working during quarantine.
Working. And you know who else? Chloe and Halle. Every week it's a new video. I'm like, oh, yes. Okay. Like,
Sweetie's been trying. Sweetie.
Sampleety, you mean? Sampleety.
We like her.
She's beautiful.
Beautiful.
But she can't rap.
She should just model.
Stop. I hate to even say that. That's so not fair.
She should just model.
She should just do features. Like, I don't want to hear any original things from her. I don't want an album. I just want her jumping. Because her track on Mulatto's Bitch from the South is fire. And I was like, okay, this is actually good. You guys have flow together. It's good. You would like it. Like, I like that track. Trina's on it, so maybe don't stream it because we hate her, so we can't give her
anything. Oh, Trina's canceled. Yeah, we don't.
Trina's big. She doesn't realize that we really don't fuck with her.
Wait, who else has been canceled this week alone? I've kind of been dipping out of it, in and out of the internet, but...
Well, we've canceled... I mean, it's like, there's certain people that, like, I never had... Who were never, like, a thing for me. So, activated. Like, other people canceled them.
Right, like, I was like,
I never
House.
Activated. I watched the very first season and wanted to fight. So I was like, I can't.
Step away from it, but come back for the... Watch the season 3 and... Wait, are they on season 3 or 4? Watch seasons 3 and 4. I think you'll really like it.
Is there it's a easy. Black girl on it now?
There's like a... She's like... I want to say Turkish.
Okay, she's Turkish. Okay.
Yeah. Disney. You know how... Okay. Yeah, they put them on first. They said, let's stick our pinky toe in the color pond.
But like, we would never be in some shit like that. Like, we don't do that type of summer housing. No, but not that version of it. I wouldn't be in that shit. You know that house nasty as fuck.
Yeah, those bitches are whack. I mean, but I mean, I would do a summer house.
I would do a summer house with people who can cook. Like, I'm not doing a summer house with all of the people who are on
Well, no,
show.
I mean, I would be with, well, obviously not. I would be with cool people. These are people that, like, literally wear clothes. These are people that literally wear clothes off of Amazon. Like, I'm not doing it.
Like, all those dudes, like, get in swimming pools and just wear the swimming trunks all for the rest of the day and, like, go to dinner in it. Like, oh, they, I can't.
They, like, I can't. Like, they get into, I feel like they get into a pool and you can see a ring of oil around their body. Like, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like, oil. Like, and then they get out of the pool, like, they leave an oil slick. These men are gross. Like, I'm not doing it.
Disgusting, and they're I don't want to hear it.
They're low lives. They're alcoholic low lives. They've never seen a condom in their life. They only pull out.
Yuck!
And they don't even do that right.
They don't do that right ever. I'm just like, ooh, I can't. The girls in that house that are busting it wide for Carl. I'm like, y'all need to
be me
right.
ever. Actually, could be me. I would. I mean, Carl.
I mean. He's really tall, and I get confused.
He's tall. He's tall, and he's a mess. So,
he's always. He looks like he's always sweating.
No, I know. Can't believe I haven't dated him.
I mean, it might happen still.
My friend was supposed to be on this season.
Oh, on Summer House.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, is the blonde boy still on there? He's so awful. Kyle is his name.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still there. I can't stand him.
Ugh, he's so. Ugh. And after 4 months in quarantine, my body's starting to look like his. I hate this.
Wait.
I know. Need to get it together. I'm starting to look like Kyle from Summer House.
I mean, you can just you. Why can't you just start to push waist trainers on your channel? They'll send them to you.
I think I might. Let me hit up Prima Donna for a waist trainer. I might have to.
You want that new brand called What Waist? That's the cute one.
That's really? I'm writing that down.
You don't want Prima Donna. That's because, no, you want the new one.
What's different about What Waist? We're going to have to start wearing waist trainers in 2020, I guess?
Well, the influencer girls who wear those, the girls we like do that one. Like that girl, Watch Jazzy, who I love. She promotes What Waist.
We're literally walking around looking like fucking robots with waist trainers on and face masks on and gloves. And
I'm gonna have my mask on with my waist trainer. I'm gonna be snatched, and I'm gonna have it on top of my clothes. I want people to see me.
Okay. All right, everyone. We're going to head to the B-side and continue this conversation. Jay, do you want to tell them where to follow you on Instagram or not?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Mr.Mr.Lahorne, L-A-W-H-O-R-N-E. Don't be in my DMs being messy because I will cuss all of you the fuck out.
You absolutely will. just the word to the wise. Yo, we're going to take a quick break and continue the conversation on our bonus episode over there. We're probably going to talk. I want to talk about Legendary because you were asking about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been watching it. So
I know. I'm not going to watch it.
You should. The drama's fun.
We're going to talk about Dina Manzo.
Oh, yes. Synonym boys. Get him, Caroline.
We're going to talk about how Caroline Manzo sent the mafia to go get Dina Manzo's man. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey being the real ghetto franchise of the entire Housewives universe. Yeah. And yeah, if you guys want to subscribe to the bonus episodes, the B-side, you can go to patreon.com/theBList. And yeah, please also, if you're using Apple iTunes, please leave a rating and review. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.